Steve, thanks very much. It's Bill Leffin. Jim Toronto. Jim is filling in for Wendy. Wendy will be back
trying
on Friday.
To.
Trying
my best.
You're doing your best.
Well, that's all you can ask.
That's all we ask. Anna Balaval is on the line. You know Anna, of course, from the WGN-TV Morning News, and also her frequent guest starring roles right here on this show.
She's around town.
She is around town. Hi, Anna. How are you?
Hey, good morning to both of you.
I have to warn listeners, normally when we talk to you, it's a very fun, lighthearted conversation, but something very serious is going on in Puerto Rico.
Well, yes, and I thought it was important to get on the horn with you, because... So for the last, I would say, week, we've had massive protests in Puerto Rico demanding the resignation of current Governor Ricardo Rosselló. About 3 weeks ago, there were two or four arrests of people who had been part of his administration, specifically the Secretary of Education and the Secretary of the Health Department, because they're accused by the federal government of stealing millions of dollars from funds that should have gone to Puerto Rico for education and health, even before Hurricane Maria, which 2 years ago devastated the island. And a week later, Puerto Ricans wake up to not... 889 messages from a chat group that included the governor and his consultants and members of his close circle and members of his cabinet, where they are speaking disparagingly is not even the word. They're demeaning and insulting women, LGBTQ community, and also making fun of the Maria victims. And so that was the straw that just, you know, provoked all this. People said, we don't believe in you. You've insulted your own countrymen. You've said that you can, you know, you've been able to take us for a ride and lie to us. That was the conversation they were having. And now they've been asked to turn in their cell phones, which they haven't done, in order to see if anything, any laws were violated because they spoke about government business in this chat group. Also, in the middle of this, they start asking the governor to resign, and he says he's not resigning, he's staying. He goes to a church on a Sunday and asks for forgiveness, and people weren't really buying it. Long story short, yesterday he did a Facebook video, no journalists, no opportunities for questions, saying that he was going to resign as the head of his party, which is the statehood party.
Yeah.
And he was resigning. He wasn't going to look for re-election, which would be in 2020, but that he's finishing his term, that he's not resigning. So today I'm seeing images of 400,000 people already in one of our major expressways peacefully marching so that, you know, to demand his resignation.
All right, a couple questions. Question number one, how were these messages leaked? Does anyone know how the messages came to be leaked?
We don't know who gave them to, but it was an investigation from the Independent Journalists Association of Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
So journalists published them.
But there's no doubt anywhere that it was him, that it was nope. Ricardo Rosselló.
No, he apologized about it. The folks in the group apologized too.
Yeah. What did they have to gain from this message group? Only bad could come of this, even if they had these horrible thoughts about women and about gay people and about victims of Hurricane Maria. What could they possibly gain in discussing this in a chat forum?
They were patting each other in the back. It's a lot of misogyny and machismo that many times are stereotypical of these kind of men that were raised at a certain social level in Puerto Rico. I certainly went to high school with guys who spoke like that, but they just don't mature, right? And they're, you know, it's the typical locker room talk that we've had here in the United States and has gotten our president in trouble many times. It's the same thing but written down, right? And it is insult to injury to people who survived a year without power and water and no one coming to their help because, I mean, they're even talking about the organization that his wife started, the First Lady, holding on to the help that they gathered for Maria to make sure that there was a photo up for her handing them out.
So, Anna, what was the overall context in terms of was this just an ongoing conversation that started maybe on a legitimate topic and then began to just stray, or was it just kind of like a place for them to just kind of let free and just start BSing with one another? What was kind of
The second one, they vented. That's what Dr. Rosselló, the governor, says, that he was just releasing tensions from the situation that he was living in during Maria, all the stress he had. And it started, like, the amount of texts that were released or text that was released is from January of 2018, I think, until recently.
Jeez.
So, you know, meanwhile, in January, just so you guys know, in January of 2018, people still didn't have power. People still were trying to make ends meet with a new reality because of the hurricane. You know, so, yeah, he was releasing tension, but he wasn't living the day-to-day, and he was making fun of what he was seeing and the reality that his countrymen were facing.
Was he popular? Was he a popular governor before this, or what was his kind of standing with the public?
It was so-so. I think that there was a big advertising push to choose him, you know, smart guy, very young, comes from a family of, his dad was a former governor. And it just so happens that in Puerto Rico, like in the States, you know, you switch from the statehood party to the Commonwealth party. From this, every 4 years, unless it's an excellent governor, you usually change to the opposition. So it was kind of their turn, and this was their candidate who had all the money to convince people to vote for him. People were not impressed by him. People were not impressed by how he had handled the hurricane relief. A lot of people were, like, my parents were excusing him because they're like, you know, he's got a lot on his plate. This is a lot. He's young. But you know, the incompetence, and not only the incompetence, because you could be incompetent and not get anything done, but not benefit from it, you know?
Right.
And these people are looking on in this chat. They're talking about boycotting people's careers, giving contracts to people they know. So, you know, making it lucrative on the backs of hardworking Puerto Ricans that are trying to get back on their feet. And on the memory of the dead, we have a huge problem at the morgue. First of all, they denied that more than 16 people had died after the hurricane,
right,
when it was hundreds of people. No, thousands, actually. And a lot of those bodies are unidentified at the morgue. And they, you know, and so if you die in Puerto Rico and you have the mystery of being stuck at the morgue, good luck getting your body out. And they're laughing about this. So
horrible.
I think that what you see, because I had a friend who said, well, every government that we've had recently has been corrupt. Yeah, but I think people were fed up. I think these are people who know that they can get things done after the hurricane, that they have the resources and the intelligence to get things done. And so that's what I think you're seeing. And I'm talking, guys, that it's hundreds of thousands of protesters today, and every night there's been people in front of our White House, La Fortaleza, protesting. Yeah, there have been the few that break things and vandalize, but most of the day the protests have been peaceful, and people saying, well, you know, we don't want a coup. We're part of the United States. We don't do that. We don't have a military that rushes in. We wouldn't want that. What we want is our legislature, which has the way to impeach them, to start that process.
So as of now, these protests have been generally peaceful, but does that change anytime soon, Anna? Are we in danger of seeing that shift quickly?
See, that's my fear.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not, honestly, Bill, I don't fear the people doing it. I know the people protesting. My sister-in-law went, my niece went, my friends went, my friends from all parties, my family members from all parties are supporting this. So this is not the socialist left, you know, as it's like to be called.
Yeah.
These are regular Puerto Ricans that are fed up. My fear is that many times in these situations that we've seen it around the world, one idiot throws a rock and all hell breaks loose, right?
Or the longer that it goes on, the tensions continue to percolate.
Yeah. Right.
Well, it's a frightening situation there in Puerto Rico, and we hope that things go smoothly, but it's a very unpredictable situation, so we'll just have to keep our eyes on it. Anna, thanks for your expertise in all this. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, keep an eye on it. You know, we are U.S. citizens, which it's been news for a lot of people, but you know, this People, for less than this in this country, people have resigned,
sure.
Right?
Yep.
The governor of New York resigned because he was hiring prostitutes,
yeah.
You know? And so these people are messing with federal funds and with, and, you know, desecrating the dead, if you will.
Yeah. Well, thanks, Anna. Again, we hope that this goes well. It's so hard to predict right now where which turns it'll take in the future, but we're hoping for some sort of peaceful resolution.
I believe in my very peaceful people. If you see the way that they have protested, it's been pretty creative.
Yeah, very creative.
So I don't ever, just because a group of people go violent doesn't mean that that's a reflection of the entire movement.
True.
So I'm hoping and praying that it's okay. It makes me nervous. I have most of my family down there, as you know. My parents are in their 80s, and I want them to stay home for a while. So,
yep.
You know.
All right. All right. Well, keep us posted, Anna. Thanks so much.
Thank you both.
Anna Balaval from the WGN-TV Morning News.